From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. State television in Syria reporting a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus today, killing and wounding numerous people. Reports say security forces had pursued three car bombers, destroying two before they could do damage. The third driver evaded authorities and blew himself up. Iraqi police and the Iraqi Prime Minister, that is, Haider al-Abadi, declaring that the Islamic State Caliphate is over. U.S. Army Colonel Pat Work, as a small team of about a dozen soldiers, are on the ground in western Mosul, where American troops are taking an increasingly prominent role in the fight against IS. Colonel Work is a U.S. military advisor.
I tell people that we're advisors first all the time. What we really try to do is help them think through the problem, help them see the enemy, help them see themselves, help them make good decisions with the resources that they have so that they can dominate ISIS at the point of decision. On the other hand, we also provide them assistance. And the assistance is often intelligence sharing, intelligence analytics, lethal fires that you see playing out behind us here so that they can dominate in close combat and continue to advance.
The gains in Mosul's old city are bringing Iraqi troops closer to victory over the Islamic State militants who captured Iraq's second-largest city in 2014. President Trump will hold separate telephone conversations today with the leaders of Japan and China. White House says the talks are likely to be about Mr. Trump's growing frustration with North Korea and its series of recent missile tests. Conversations precede a meeting of G20 leaders in Hamburg, Germany later this week, where Mr. Trump is slated to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of China, Japan, and South Korea. This is VOA News.